So on tonight's show, we're going to be going into the mix with Jack Fell Down. The guys have had a string of releases, including most recently on Southern Fried and Minucci's Mistress. So hi guys, how are you both? Where are you right now?
I'm in Belfast. We're getting really excited. We're planning towards a gig we've got this week. It's kind of cool because it's the first time I've played at home, and it'll be the first time James is here as well.
Yeah, I'm in Lincoln. I'm not doing a great deal, really, apart from talking to you. So, yeah, feeling good.
Wicked. So the release on Minucci's Mistress is out right now on vinyl. The vibe on that is great. So how did that release come about?
It came about. We sent a demo off to a couple of labels a while ago, and Burek got back to us. I think they're a Dutch label, saying that they really liked it, but it didn't have a home for it. There was no room in the schedule. So he'd sent it on to somebody called James Vores, who we hadn't heard of at the time. And James got in touch with us, introduced himself as the marketing manager at Juno and the label manager at Scucci Minucci and Mistress, and offered us the deal. And what he was offering was better than anybody else. We really liked the idea of doing something exclusive. A 10-inch sampler or a 10-inch limited edition sampler sounded really good to us. So, yeah, we went to it from there. It's a nice release. We really like it.
And you guys have obviously been busy in the studio the last year or so. Are you childhood friends? How did you start off as Jack Fell Down?
Sort of just generally in the same way a lot of people do, hanging around in the same sort of groups, although be it digitally nowadays. We're running some free parties together, always sharing music with each other, and I think I did some artwork way back when for him, and then we just started making tracks together, and it sort of clicked. It clicked better than sort of it ever had for either of us with anyone else, and it sort of just grew from there.
Wicked. And what labels and producers have influenced your sound?
This is a horrible question, and I hate answering it.
Yeah, I hate this question.
The list for me is endless, from way back when, looking at Fantasia and the old school house scene, not hardcore rave scene, but the house rave scene, right through to looking at, you know, the more contemporary labels like Scucci Minucci and WNO yeah. Street Tracks and stuff like that.
Yeah, pretty much the same for me. Just coming the whole way from way back when, anything on Trax Records, Atlantic Jacks, things like that, all the way right through to the, like Jim says, the sort of cooler sub-labels that are doing it really, really well at the minute.
Right now. Okay, cool. And have you got any future releases planned for 2013?
Yeah, we have a ton. We have an EP out on the 10th of June with Southern Fried Records with Steve Downs. We're really excited about that. It's going to go real well, we hope. We have a new track on a sampler with Newington alongside a Jacka, Frank B, Tom Flynn, stuff like that, and more with Quintessentials, and we're chatting with a few about some sort of towards the end of the year as well.
Wicked. So before we go into the mix tonight, I've got a couple of quick fire questions. So first off, what was the first record you both bought?
Okay, the first record, first vinyl I ever bought was Faithless Outrospective, but there were many tapes and CDs before that. I'm never telling you what the actual first one I bought was because it's incredibly embarrassing.
My first 12 inch would have been Praga Khan Injected with a Poison, the original mix, not the hard house mix. It was
liar.
Really techie. No, I'm not lying at all. And first CD I bought would have been a Fantasia House Collection, something like that.
Wicked. And what car do you both drive?
Tony can answer that one.
I don't drive. Not legally anyway. Or not well either.
I drive a Volkswagen.
Cool. And what's your favourite drinks?
Alcoholic or not?
Yeah, both.
Mine's is probably coffee, and if it's not coffee, it's probably, God, I don't know, probably.
An Irish coffee.
Yeah, an Irish coffee. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Mine would be a decent whiskey, I reckon, or something like that, so I could go for like a nice old school single malt or a decent tin of ale, really.
Wicked. So right now you're listening to The House and Funky Show, and we're going into the mix with Jack Fell Down. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
you've just been listening to Jack Fell Down in the mix right here on Ministry of Sound Radio. So where can people get in contact with you?
For us, it's all the normal network. So go for Facebook. So we are Facebook.com/Jack Fell Down.
There's Twitter, which is twitter.com/Jack Fell Down. There's no O in down because that username was taken.
And SoundCloud, it's the same. So the SoundCloud, www.soundcloud.com/Jack Fell Down.
Ministry of Sound Radio. The House and Funky Show.
Monday night, 7 p.m. is the place for House and Funky.
We go in the mix with the freshest deep grooves and the biggest bass fuel dubs.
You'll find out the hottest tracks as I count down the top 10 in the scene.
And I round it off with a rewind to a classic cut.
The House and Funky Show. Catch up with the last show. Log on to ministryofsound.com/listen again.